One is allowed to smear oil on a dead body that's not considered moving him around. You're not allowed to move the mace, you're not allowed to even move an eyelid. But just to smear it is not considered moving it, even though there may be slight movements of the body by doing so. Also, one is allowed to remove a pillow that's underneath it to prevent him from riding it. The floor is cold, and he's on this pillow, so to keep the mace cool, you shake him off the pillow or the mattress he's on, that's permitted. You're not allowed to pick up the mace himself, because the mace is mukset. The Shabrua brings that the minig is, they do pick him up by putting a piece of bread or the like on top of it. This concept of kikur or tinuk. So he says that if it's not in a place where there's concern that he's going to start riding, one should not do that. Because there's no head of tilt and muksa, stop. It says also that there are certain places that they have a minute to close the eyes of the mace, to straighten out the limbs of the mace, because basing themselves on a zoyer, a kodesh that says it's sakona, if these things are not done. The mace, this is very hard to be matter, because it says beferish in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move his body. And also the Shulchan Aruch passing that way. The mace says that if there's a minig in the town to do that, you could let them. You're not required to protest against it. But if not, one should not do it, because it's not even clear the Zohar means that. Continues the mechaber, that which we permit a person to pull the mattress from underneath the mace so they should lay on the ground is galvad shelo yozes l'shameve. Like we said, in mitzaradin, not that even move one limb of the dead body. His mouth is opening up, and he's concerned it'll open up more and more and more. Then he's allowed to. He can put a string around his head so that his mouth should not open more, but not close the mouth. Like we said before, I mean, Saradin, one should not move any limb of the dead body, not his mouth, not his eyelids. And only if there's a clear minig, he has to do it. One is not required to stop them from doing such a minig.